When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Hi again, everybody, and welcome to the Big Blue Breakdown. I'm Paul Dottino as we preview the three key matchups and other comings and goings for the Giants and the Minnesota Vikings, who will play week one at MetLife Stadium as the Giants open their 100th season of National Football League play. Well, first up, as of this recording on Friday, we take a quick look at the injury report. And for the Giants, they've had four guys on the list that were limited throughout the course of the week. Micah McFadden, the linebacker, kick returner Gunnar Olszewski, quarterback Drew Lock, and defensive back Dane Belton. Now, Brian Daboll, the head coach, did say earlier on Friday morning that there was a good chance that Drew Lock could still be the number two quarterback in the game. Remember, the Giants have three active quarterbacks on their 53-man roster, Tommy DeVito being number three behind Daniel Jones. But there does need to be a decision as to who will be the, quote, emergency third quarterback. And at this point, Daboll was not willing to name who his number two and number three were going to be. For the Minnesota Vikings, they've got three guys, two on the current injured list and one on a long-term injured list that are very relevant. So if you haven't been following what's going on in Minnesota, you do need to be aware of this. Slot receiver Jordan Addison, outstanding rookie season last year with 10 touchdown catches. He's been limited by a sore back. And fellow wide receiver Jalen Nylor, limited by an ankle injury. Now, the situation there is real simple. Their passing game is basically right now Justin Jefferson, because Addison and Nylor are their number two and number three receivers in the passing game. Tight end T.J. Hockenson tore his ACL late at the end of last season. He is still on the PUP PUP list, which means he's got to miss at least the first four games of this year. So in that regard, the Giants catch a break because Hockenson absolutely destroyed them the last couple of times that they played that big tight end. They are certainly breathing a sigh of relief, if you will, not having to face a Hockenson. The tight ends that the Vikings do have on their roster, Johnny Munt, Josh Oliver, and Nick Muse. Oliver caught 22 passes last season, so he has the highest receiving totals of the tight ends who will be available to play the Giants on Sunday. Now, I'm sure you probably haven't really followed the Minnesota Vikings during the course of this offseason. So briefly, I want to give you a list of key comings and goings so that you recognize what it is you're going to see on the field on Sunday. Quarterback Sam Darnold, the former Jet, who last year had a cup of coffee with the San Francisco 49ers. He was brought in during the offseason to replace Kirk Cousins, who got hurt and then signed a free agent deal with the Atlanta Falcons. Running back Aaron Jones, often injured with the Green Bay Packers. He came over during the offseason. Edge rusher Jonathan Greenard came over from the Houston Texans. Now, he replaces Danielle Hunter, who left via free agency. Greenard had, 12 and a half sacks last season, so he is a sack specialist. Had a breakout year last year with the Texans. He joins Minnesota for his first season with them. Also, linebacker Andrew Van Ginkle. Now, he comes into the situation having known defensive coordinator Brian Flores from their days together with the Miami Dolphins. Also, former Houston linebacker Blake Cashman has come over into the fold, had a 100-tackle season last year, and backup linebacker Jihad Ward, who spent the last two seasons with the New York Giants. Well, he did sign as a free agent this past offseason, and he is deep on the Minnesota Vikings depth chart. Now, they also recently added one more big-name player, 34-year-old cornerback Stephon Gilmore, who spent last year with the Dallas Cowboys. One other defection who they really didn't replace in terms of a free agency or a signing was DJ Wonnum, who between him and Hunter, those were the top two pass rushing specialists on the Vikings team last year. Well, Grenard comes over to kind of help out. And then, of course, they drafted Dallas Turner, number 17 overall in the first round out of Alabama. We'll talk more about him in just a bit. But that would be the two out and the two in as they rebuild their pass rush in Minnesota. All right, we take a look at the Giants under the microscope. Well, we know that they were 6-10 last year. There is one particular thing on the offense and one particular thing on the defense that the Giants know they have to do a whole lot better if they're going to improve on their record. Now, they gave up 85 sacks last year. That was 20 more than any other NFL team. In fact, Daniel Jones, over the last two seasons, has been pressured on more than 40% of his dropback snaps. That simply cannot happen. The Vikings, on the other hand, are thinking to themselves, well, if that is a consistent problem with New York, it's good for Minnesota. They were the number one blitz team in the NFL last season at 52% of the time, but they only pressured the quarterback. That is, pressures are, of course, hurries, quarterback hits, and sacks. Only 22% of the time that they come up with a quarterback pressure. That was only good enough for 15th in the NFL. So what Brian Flores does as the DC in Minnesota is run a very high-risk, high-reward defense. And obviously, with a 6-10 record last season, his defense did not get home enough. They're obviously hoping that the Giants' offensive line continues to struggle mightily so that they will be able to get home. Now, on the other hand, if you're the Giants, you believe that because of the veterans you've signed, it looks like Greg Van Roten will be the starting right guard next to Jermaine Illuminor, the starting right tackle. Both of those guys coming over from the Las Vegas Raiders, where offensive line coach Carmen Brasillo has also come over from the Raiders. The Giants feel real good about the right side of their line. They know they've got Andrew Thomas at left tackle, and he'll be going up against Grenard, okay? And then they've also got John Runyon, the former Packer, at left guard, and John Michael Schmitz, who missed quite a chunk of training camp because of a sore shoulder. Well, he's going to be the man calling the signals at the center spot for the Giants. No longer listed on the injured list as the regular season opens. The Giants certainly hope not only is he a total full go, but that he can be more durable and he can also show advancement after his rookie season last year. All right, let's flip it to the other side of the ball, where one of the key things under the microscope is the Giants' improved pass rush. Brian Burns comes over in the trade from the Carolina Panthers. And according to Next Generation Stats, in the last 5 years, he has had 148 quarterback pressures. That means getting to the QB in less than 2.5 seconds. His number of 148 is good enough for fourth best in the National Football League. He is a speed rusher who has length and is a major trouble off the edge. In Carolina, where they were trailing a lot of the time and also where they did not have many other impact players on defense, teams were allowed to somewhat negate his potency. The Giants certainly hope that will not be the case this season. Mostly, he'll be going up against left tackle Christian Darrisaw, who over the last three seasons, has only been flagged for holding twice. He is a big, strong, very, very solid left tackle. Last season, gave up just 3.5 sacks. All right. We will now have an eye on the opponent and discuss some of the things that maybe you do not know about the Minnesota Vikings. And we'll be back right after this timeout.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
All right, we come back to Big Blue Breakdown as we continue previewing the Giants and the Vikings in Week 1. And as we look at things, Sam Darnold, the new quarterback for Minnesota, according to Next Gen Stats, since 2018 when he came into the league, he has a passer rating of less than 54 when under pressure, which is the worst among NFL qualifying quarterbacks over that time. If there's one thing we know about Sam Darnold, he does get rattled. And the Giants appear to have the kind of pass rush that can do that. In fact, over his 66 career games, he's thrown 56 interceptions and has fumbled the ball 38 times. Has a career completion mark of 59.7% in a time when most quarterbacks in the league easily exceed 60. So Darnold, he has his accuracy problems. Now, in the 2 years under Kevin O'Connell, the Minnesota Vikings have been top 5 in the NFL. Remember, Kirk Cousins was the quarterback then, in terms of passing yardage per game at 260 and throwing the ball 38 times a game. So O'Connell is a guy who wants to put it up. And in fact, he usually likes to put it up downfield, which is often a problem for Darnold. Justin Jefferson, well, we all know about him. He has averaged over 100 yards receiving per game in each of the last two seasons. In fact, over the last 5 years, he has averaged nearly 100 yards receiving per game. Simply, he has been unstoppable, although you will recall in the playoff game just 2 years ago, the Giants did enough to contain him. Jordan Addison, the rookie, you mentioned him earlier, last year, 70 catches for over 900 yards and 10 touchdowns. Now, we don't know exactly how much he's tweaked, but certainly you have to keep an eye on him because he proved to be an incredibly dangerous player even after only one season in the league. We look at defense, eye on the opponent, the Minnesota Vikings. They are, or have been, in the bottom five against opposing teams' wide receivers' rooms. That coming off the 2023 season, when they allowed opposing wide receivers to average 15 catches and 178 yards per game. So that's part of this high-risk, high-reward defense that defensive coordinator Brian Flores wants to employ. In other words, there's going to be plenty of opportunities for the Giants to make big plays downfield. I mean, we did tell you that Stephon Gilmore has signed, but he is 34 years old, and he just got there a couple of weeks ago. It remains to be seen how many snaps he'll take or how much, you know, man coverage that he might be able to play. Certainly, he's somebody that the Giants are going to want to test, but if it looks like he's able to keep up with the Giants' speedy receivers, they'll want to throw it around to other parts of the field. The bottom line is the Vikings are going to be overly aggressive on defense, and they will leave their secondary exposed. It's up to the Giants to hold up long enough with that offensive line and then make sure that Jones can get the ball out to those speedy receivers who don't even have to necessarily make big plays downfield. They can catch shorter passes and get yards after the catch, yak yardage, as we call it in the National Football League. So that's the eye on the opponent and the Giants under the microscope. Now, we go to our exclusive three key matchups to watch. Now, these may not always be every week when we come to you, you know, before every single Giants game this season. These three key matchups to watch sometimes will be underneath a couple layers of the onion. Now, for example, we're going to give you right tackle Brian O'Neill of the Vikings against edge rusher Kayvon Thibodeau. We know what Thibodeau did last year in his second pro season, 11 and a half sacks and 35 quarterback pressures to go with 50 tackles. Clearly improved from his rookie season in the National Football League. Now, Thibodeau wanted to get stronger. He now considers himself more of a power rusher than a speed rusher. And that's awesome. That's great. As long as he can hold up over a full 17-game season. What we did see toward the last month of last year is that he did tend to wane in his production. He tended to run out of some gas. Of course, he also was playing practically all the time. And being the Giants' premier edge rusher, he also drew an awful lot of attention. We'll see now how much Brian Burns can help on the other side, drawing attention away from him. And so maybe he can have an easier time at it as he tries to fight his way into the backfield. Now, as for O'Neill, he led the Vikings last season drawing 7 penalty flags. 5 of them were for offensive holding. Now, what does that tell you? Any offensive lineman who's ever played this game will tell you that holding penalties usually come when the lineman gets beat, specifically because he's not quick enough. Well, let's see how Thibodeau deals with him. O'Neill did get charged with allowing 4.5 sacks last season. So I think that is a very key matchup to watch, especially if you consider that Minnesota may be a little more fearful of the speed rush of Burns. Now, we know Darrisaw is going to be opposite Burns. If Darrisaw is the left tackle and Burns stays on the right side, yeah. But they'll probably want to chip on Burns because he is so lightning quick off the edge. But to do that, that means Thibodeau's probably going to be one-on-one. So he should have opportunities to beat his man. All right, we go to the second key matchup to watch. And we're going to refer to a guy we talked about earlier in this program. That is edge rusher Dallas Turner, the 17th overall pick out of the University of Alabama. Last year as a junior, he had 10 sacks. He is a speed rusher, make no mistake about it. And he's got a couple of really good moves, but he's led by a spin move. Now, from what I understand in Minnesota, there's no question they are going to quickly push him into the line. They know they need a complementary pass rush artist with Grenard also in the lineup. They got to have someone to go with him. Otherwise, you're leaving him hanging out to dry. They want to have two. So Turner's going to see action. In all likelihood, he'll be going up against Giants standout left tackle Andrew Thomas, who last year gave up only 2.5 sacks. But I think the key here, and watch this carefully, young pass rushers are usually very over-aggressive and want to get after the quarterback as best as they can, and they tend to sometimes forget their run responsibilities. Well, last year when the Giants ran behind Thomas, either at left tackle or around the left end, they averaged 4.5 yards a carry. Now, I understand that Saquon Barkley's not here anymore, but Devin Singletary and company are expected to provide a competent rushing attack. It will be interesting to see if the Giants allow Thomas to get into Turner, play some physical bully ball with him, and maybe run at the young rookie, who, again, is probably going to try to be over-aggressive in his pass rush. We go to the third key matchup to watch, and it's slot corner Byron Murphy of the Vikings against Giants slot receiver Wandale Robinson. Murphy is 5'11", 190 pounds, 6 years in the National Football League. This is number six. In his first 5 seasons as a pro, he's been burned for 26 touchdown passes. Now, I think it's interesting to note that he has split his career from being a slot corner and a boundary corner. He is moving inside to the slot this year for the Vikings. Last season, when he was outside, he allowed 6 touchdown passes and had 12 missed tackles on the year, which is an incredibly high number. Prior to coming to Minnesota, he spent 4 years in Arizona, and during the 20 and 21 seasons, he was primarily in the slot. So he is comfortable in the slot. He has been there before, and the Vikings are moving him back in there now. But again, his track record, it's rather spotty. The Giants believe that Wandale Robinson, who showed during the second half of last season that he's fully recovered from his knee surgery, well, they're expecting him to be a very important part of their offensive attack coming out of the slot. We're going to see him used in a variety of ways. Robinson just told me the other day he believes that third down is going to be an incredibly big and productive down for him. He's just very excited to do as much as he can with some yak yardage and some funky formations. And so I think that this Robinson versus Murphy matchup is a very important key matchup to watch on Sunday. Finally, just a couple of stats to give you. Since 1990, a team that won in week one has made the playoffs 54% of the time, which is practically a flip of the coin. And this is kind of neat. Since 2019, at least 5 non-playoff teams each year rebounded the following season and made the postseason the next year. Just a couple of things to keep in mind as you're watching this Sunday's game between the New York Giants and the Minnesota Vikings at MetLife Stadium. Kickoff Sunday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. Well, that'll do it for the Big Blue Breakdown this week. Now, remember, we'll be back next Friday with a preview of the Giants game against the Washington Commanders. We will also be back coming up this Monday with our exclusive Game Balls and Gassers, breaking down offense, defense, and special teams for the Giants following their game with Minnesota. And then again, next Wednesday night, we'll be back at 7:30 for a live edition of the Big Blue Breakdown, where you folks can interact with me, not only on the chat, but also with video calls. You don't have to use your camera if you don't want to, and we can just make it an audio call over the internet. That's the Big Blue Breakdown Live, all part of the New York Giants on SI Media Network. We hope you guys will join us throughout the course of the season. I'm Paul Dottino. We'll see you next time.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.